Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
Radio Boston, I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. It's official. Joseph Kennedy III is running for Congress, hoping to replace Democrat Barney Frank, who's retiring after 32 years. The 31-year-old son of former Representative Joe Kennedy II and the grandson of Robert Kennedy announced his candidacy this morning in an internet video.
I've spoken to people from across Massachusetts who believe that Washington no longer works for them. People from Newton to Fall River. See a government that's become more interested in stacking the deck than allowing every person a fair chance to play their hand. I want to change that.
Kennedy has been out meeting potential voters today, and he started off at the Newton Center MBTA stop, which is where WBUR's Fred Tice caught up with him this morning. Fred joins us now. Hi there.
Hi, Meghna.
So this is the first time a lot of voters are actually meeting Joseph Kennedy III. And it's the first time they're getting to know him. So what do we know about him and why he decided to jump into the race?
He is a graduate of Stanford. He used to play lacrosse at Stanford. He then went to the Harvard Business School. When he was at Harvard, he was in a legal clinic that he likes to talk about on the campaign trail, helping tenants, giving free legal help to tenants being thrown out of their apartments. And he talked a lot about the fact that people are getting thrown out when homes are foreclosed upon, and the tenants, who have nothing to do with the foreclosure, also end up out on the street. This is one of the themes that he wants to talk about, the fairness, the lack of fairness towards average Americans, and he says this is one of the reasons that he wants to jump into the race.
And at 31, it's his first entrance into politics. You spoke with some of those people he's trying to woo in terms of voters this morning. What did they say?
Well, you know, some people actually told him, my God, you're coming to Newton. This is like bringing Coles to Newcastle. You don't even need to shake our hand. We see you, and you've already got our vote. It's really quite amazing. Newton, of course, a very Democratic stronghold, the city in the district with the largest number of votes in the district, and one that Barney Frank has always won handily. However, not everyone is sold on Joseph Kennedy III. He ran into one woman, and her name is Mary Tomitz. She's from Brookline. She'd taken the T up to Newton to meet a friend of hers, and she gave Joseph Kennedy III an earful.
You know what? You're Catholic, and I think it's a shame that you don't stand up for what your church teaches you.
I appreciate
you're
it.
You're a Catholic in name only? See, no. Have you heard that one?
I have.
I have to stand up for what I believe, and that's what you should
that.
Do.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, you appreciate it, but it's, your mother did a great job.
So she says, your mother did a great job raising you, meaning she didn't have an abortion. She raises you. Really, this woman really berating Joseph Kennedy III for his pro-choice position.
Calling him a Catholic in name only.
In name only, exactly. And, you know, he took it with aplomb and, dealt with it pretty well.
Well, Fred, I think that piece of tape from that voter, Mary Thomas, really says something about the shape of the 4th Congressional District now. I mean, Sean Bilott, a Republican who gave Barney Frank a run for his money last time around, he's in the race again. The district, as it got reshaped recently, it is more conservative or maybe less blue than it used to be before. So does this mean, I mean, Kennedy isn't necessarily a shoe-in by any means?
Well, the only poll in the race right so far, right, a poll by UMass Lowell shows that he would win by a landslide against his most likely Republican opponent, Sean Bilott, who ran a tough race against Barney Frank last time, 60% to, I think, 28% for Sean Bilott. But, as you point out, the redistricting, you would think, will help Republicans. Maybe this is just because maybe Kennedy is doing so well only because he's got such great name recognition. Bilott won quite a few towns against Barney Frank, almost 20 towns. He's lost some. The Republicans have lost some, so that's bad news for them. But they've gained a whole lot of other towns that were very favorable that elected Scott Brown along the Rhode Island border. So it is, as you point out, a much more Republican time this district this time around. I talked to Bilott today about it, and he says he calls it a much more fair district.
Well, we'll see how the race shapes up as it goes along, and WBUR's political reporter Fred Tice will be covering it. You can hear more from him this a little later today on All Things Considered. Fred, thank you so much.